Well, we're well prepared. It's all in the preparation. The success of the Foyle Cup comes from the preparation, and we're ready to go. Quite a few of the teams are actually in already. I think there's 18 teams arrived today through Belfast and Dublin airports. We have 8 teams coming from America this year, which we're absolutely delighted about. It's our highest ever American entry. We have teams like FC Dallas, and we have teams like Tampa Bay Rowdies, and a few of our regulars like Everton America. We're delighted to welcome back the Bradley Brothers with GPS FC Bairn. We have Everton America back, Marty Walker's 2 teams. So we're absolutely over the moon with the American representation. As well as that, we have an old friend of ours returned, TUS Altenburg. We're here about 7 years ago. And there's, I think, 38 in that party. They're bringing their own camera crews, their own press officers, and even supplying their own referee, who obviously won't be doing their games. But it's really all systems go. And, I mean, today as well, it just puts you in the spirit for the whole competition, you know.
Doesn't it really put you in the spirit, is right. Starting tomorrow, tell us, you know, what's the layout for the week?
Well, tomorrow morning, starting at 10 o'clock, there will be 11 mini-soccer centres on the go from 10 o'clock right through till about 5 p.m. tomorrow. At 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock tomorrow, the 11-a-side games kick off as well. We have under 11, under 12, under 13, under 15, 17, 19 and ladies tomorrow. And then on Tuesday, we bring in the 14s and the 16s. So in total, in 1 week in this city and surrounding area, we will have 1,357 matches played in 6 days.
Fantastic number.
Unbelievable. You know, when you consider the Premier League is 380 matches in a season, and we're playing almost 4 times that in 6 days. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the magnitude of it. And, you know, I mean, it's the whole talk of the town. You know, everybody, you know, the wife goes to a physio, my son's playing this, she goes to work, my son's playing, you know. It's just, it impacts on everybody in the city. And I can tell you, like, I mean, Donegal must be reaping the benefits. I think there's something like 7 teams, the Overspill is staying in Buncrana. They're in Mavill, they're in Letterkenny. I mean, there's Dungiven, they're in Lifford, they're all around. We just can't, and I mean, seriously, we can't get enough beds. We actually advertised on Facebook yesterday and today, is there any accommodation out there for a large group? Because we could be looking for another 50-odd beds for a team or a group of people coming to the vet. Even at this late stage, there's absolutely nothing available.
Tell me, Michael, what attracts them, so many teams, to the Northwest and to the Foyle Cup?
Well, obviously, the attraction is the football tournament, because this, although we started very small with 8 teams in a one-day event in 1992, we have grown the event over the years. The reason we have grown the event over the years is because of the standard of playing surface, because of the welcome that visitors received, both at the community venues, because we're using more and more community venues and less council venues, and also the welcome and the catering they get in the local hotels, restaurants and everything else. In addition to that, obviously, from our point of view, the administration of the event, it's our good preparation, because everything seems to click in the place. I remember the Celtic manager meet me in the final last year, and he says, "Oh, the invisible man." He says, "Everything happens on time, but you never see." And essentially, that's the way this works. We're not an interfering group. We set it up, we get it organised, and everything flows from the very buses to the referees, you know, to the kicking off the game at the right time, great standard of playing service. And the big thing, large numbers of spectators. I think last year there was over 80,000 spectators during the week at the Foyle Cup event. Unbelievable. You know, it really has been a great news story for the Northwest.
It sure has. And you haven't forgotten the female teams as well, 28 involved
this
year?
Correct, yes. We have something like 28 ladies or girls teams in the tournament. And we also have a special competition this year. We're having 2 teams. Well, I don't know how we correctly describe them. They're teams with disability, because disability encompasses everything. But Oxford Bulls and Science Swifts, They have played some competitive matches. A lot of kids maybe suffer with Down syndrome, but I mean, they're in our competition this year, and they're actually going to lead the Foyle Cup parade on Tuesday into the Guildhall Square, which is a fantastic experience for us and an even greater experience for these young kids, that they're a part of this huge international event. I mean, we're talking about 5,500 kids here competing in this event, and there's not a bed to be got anywhere, and it really is, it's a good news story. The other thing I neglected to mention is we have 126 referees in for the tournament. There's 3 from America, there's 9 from Holland, there's 2 from Germany, there's a few from France and a few from Spain. We have 8 from England, we have 7 from Scotland, and I think from the Republic, from Donegal right down to Cork, there's about 45 referees. So, you know, almost as if the referees is as global as what the tournament itself is.
It sure is. And I'm sure there'll be a few players going on to greater things, and I'm sure there'll be many scouts there.
Oh, I mean, I'm tortured every year, you know, with the scouts. They email you, they phone you, right, we're coming. And certainly all the big clubs over here looking for that one player that's going to save them millions of pounds. Because a lot of the kids that are in this tournament, as opposed to the other North West tournament that takes place in the Coleraine and Ballymena area, the Super Cup, those kids down there are already on signed contracts. These kids up here are using this as a springboard towards professional football. And a lot of them are unattached, you know, and the talent is, I mean, the standard of this competition is unbelievable. I honestly don't know how a scout could come and pick, you know, a good fullback because there's so many of them, or a good centre-half, there's so many of them, you know. And it's particularly good for our own senior clubs here, Finn Harps and Institute and Derry City, you know, because, I mean, they're taking the kids now at 15 years of age, they are Trusted League, 17, 19, and this competition here has given them an opportunity to play against international opposition at that age. I mean, I heard Kenny Shields saying recently in the Europa League, I think it was 7 of his players on the squad played in the Foyle Cup last year. So it's been a great development process for our local senior clubs and great opportunities for other kids throughout Ireland to get that professional contract across the water.
So, Michael, what's their final, report to the people of the North West there that are going to be seeing these people, hearing about them, realising that they're in their area? What can they do to help?
Well, I just say turn out as you do in their numbers, and particularly, you know, the Hughes Insurance Foyle Cup parade on Tuesday morning, which will be leaving McGee at 11 o'clock. You know, let's turn out and let's show our appreciation, not just of the kids who are here and the team managers. Let's show your appreciation, you know, of the voluntary organisation, which is the Derry and Dessie Youth Football Association, which has put together, and this, you know, when you talk to those involved in the hotel trade, they tell you that this is by far the biggest event on the calendar in the Derry City and Strabane Council area every year. You know, there's a lot of events take place here that generate bed nights, you know, one or two nights. This generates 6 and 7 bed nights, and it's full board accommodation.